What really dies in autumn? In a bar somewhere, during an ordinary October, a former husband sits with his former wife, and they talk about the son they share. The husband tells her how proud he is of the boy, how great football is, the loyalty to teammates, willingness to work through pain, leadership by men of boys who want to become men, and she goes quiet, sensing her ex has slid into the memory of his own high school games. He is so specific, recalling yardage and the names of players. He is embarrassed with the emotion of it and shrugs like he used to while they were married. She sips her vodka, content to listen for once and not judge. He sips his bourbon and talks about their boy again. When they leave, she feels feathery, the small tight ball in her chest that used to keep her from taking a deep breath suddenly gone. She doesn't immediately understand this as a sign of forgiveness, but when she leaves the father of her son in the parking lot, she thinks of him as a boy and wonders, for one strange moment, what it would have been like had she been his mother instead of his wife.